The first written evidence of Hradec Králové comes from 1225, when the settlement of Hradec was mentioned in the deed of the Bohemian king Přemysl Otakar I. In 1306 Hradec became a dowry town ruled by Bohemian queens, hence its name Hradec Králové, which literally means the castle of the queen, explains local tourist guide Lucie Nováková.
Na zdejším královském hradě tedy pobývaly královny vdovy. Zejména to byla Eliška Rejčka.
The local royal castle was therefore home to widowed queens, especially Elizabeth Richeza of Poland and later Elizabeth of Pomerania, the last wife of Charles IV. During the reign of George Podebrady, the town was one of the most important and beautiful Renaissance seats. But this happy period was brought to an end by frequent fires, plague epidemics, and the 30 Years' War.
The historical heart of Hradec Králové is Velké náměstí or large square, although its shape resembles a triangle rather than a square. It is dominated on the west side by two prominent landmarks, the Gothic Cathedral of the Holy Spirit and the White Tower built at the end of the 15th century, says Ms. Nováková.
Bílá věž byla vystavěna jako městská zvonice.
The White Tower was built as the town's bell tower and watchtower. The bell was rung in warning of impending danger and was also used to call town council meetings and to open and close the town fairs. With its height of 72 meters, it is the tallest building in the old town. It was originally called the New Tower, but eventually it was named after the material it was made of, which is sandstone.
Tému materiálu, který byl použit na její obložení, a to byl bílý pískovec.
The bell in the White Tower is called Augustin and it is in fact the third largest bell in Czechia. Lucie Nováková explains how it came to be there.
Na přelomu 15. a 16. století došlo v sousední katedrále.
At the turn of the 15th and 16th centuries, there were several fires in the neighboring Cathedral of the Holy Spirit, and one of them destroyed all of its bells. In 1509, new bells were cast, including Augustine. At that time, only the foundation of the White Tower had been laid, so the bell hung for several decades on a temporary bell tower behind the cathedral. It was only placed in the tower during its construction in 1581.
Many other interesting historical buildings can be found on the city's large square, including the late Baroque town hall, the Church of the Assumption with the adjacent Jesuit College, the Episcopal residence, and a number of beautiful townhouses. From the 1760s until the late 19th century, Hradec Králové was a Baroque fortress. The remnants of the fortifications can still be found in the embankment wall of the Elbe and Orlice rivers or in the city's barracks. What makes Hradec Králové truly unique, though, is not just its countless historical monuments and buildings, but the fascinating mix of history and modernity. At the turn of the last century, the town was completely remodeled by two pioneering Czechoslovak architects, Jan Kotěra and Josef Gočár, who made it a modern and a progressive city, says Lucie Nováková.
Za to, že sem byli zváni architekti, ať už to byl Jan Kotěra, Josef Gočár.
The fact that architects were invited here, whether it was Jan Kotěra, Josef Gočár, Oldřich Liska, and others, was mainly thanks to the then mayor František Ulrich. He invited the famous architects here and participated in the creation of the most important buildings.
Dělali se na realizaci nejvýznamnějších staveb.
The Museum of East Bohemia is one of the most beautiful buildings designed in the interwar era. The Art Nouveau building, made of pressed and partially glazed bricks, was designed by Jan Kotěra.
Co na budově určitě zaujme, tak jsou v průčelí dvě sochy královen.
What is striking about the building are the two statues of seated women on the facade by sculptor Stanislav Sucharda. The statues are meant to remind us of the queens who were present at the founding of the town, Elizabeth Richeza of Poland and Elizabeth of Pomerania. Another interesting feature are the mosaics by František Kysela and the dome on top.
Mosaiky od Františka Kysely a na vrchu potom kopule.
Another famous structure designed by Jan Kotěra is the Prague Bridge across the River Elbe, built in 1910. The single-arch iron bridge is equipped with lighting columns and arches above the road, says Lucie Nováková.
Jan Kotěra nenavrhl samotný most, ale právě potom kiosky zábradlí.
Jan Kotěra did not design the bridge itself, but he designed the kiosks, railings and other parts of the bridge. What makes the Prague Bridge interesting is that it was the only bridge across which trams were supposed to run. The extensive tram network was part of an urban plan designed by Josef Gočar, but the idea was later abandoned and in the 1930s the rails were removed from the bridge.
Tady z jediného místa, tady z pražského místa koleje odstraněny.
Another famous structure on the Elbe River is the hydroelectric plant known as Hučák, located in an Art Nouveau structure designed by architect František Sander.
Byla vystavěna mezi lety 1909 až 1912.
It was built between 1909 and 1912 according to the design of architect František Sander. The hydroelectric power station is a technical monument and is still in operation. The building also houses an information center dedicated to renewable energy, with an interactive exhibit for children. The public can also take a peek inside the engine room, which is still being used today.
Podíváme právě do strojovny, kde, jak jsem říkala, to zařízení je stále činné.
When the military fortress still existed in Hradec Králové, a so-called officers' park was established on a triangular area formed by the confluence of the Elbe and Orlice rivers. Called Jirásek's Gardens today, the park features a music pavilion, the remains of the fortress ramparts and the wooden church of St. Nicholas dating from the beginning of the 16th century. At the tip of the park you can see a famous sculpture of lovers by Josef Škoda.
Sousuší znázorňuje dvojici milenců, Labe a Orlice, kdy Orlice jako...
The sculpture depicts the Elbe and the Orlice River as a pair of lovers, with the Orlice portrayed as a woman giving herself to the male, represented by the Elbe. The sculpture was created in 1934 by the sculptor Josef Škoda, and it was met with a great wave of criticism after it was unveiled. Some residents found it offensive because it portrayed naked bodies.
Právě díky tedy odhalenými nahými těly.
Located just an hour's drive from Prague and even closer to the Krkonoše Mountains, Hradec Králové is not just a city for architecture lovers, but first and foremost a great place to live. The city, which has its own university, regularly wins nationwide polls regarding the quality of life, thanks to transport accessibility, a low unemployment rate, lots of greenery and quality healthcare. It is also famous for Petrov pianos, which have been manufactured there since 1864.